There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Hi, it's me, Ben.
And it's me, Abba.
And you're listening to Nostalgique.
Hello.
My name's Minnie Driver.
That's how she talks to me, and I'm like, you don't have the backstory for that. You don't.
Oh my god.
She talks like a chimney sweep.
She does. Yeah. She literally sounds like what's his face doing a bad British accent. Ooh. What was that man's name? Who? He was very kind of.
You know,
it was Winston Churchill. It was Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Can I admit something kind of wild?
Yes.
I watched the Oscars.
That's fine. I feel like everyone watched it. I didn't watch it. I didn't even watch
it. It was literally because normally, like, the past years, I'd probably be out or maybe at a show or something and just, like, I wasn't, and maybe just catch up on Instagram.
I'd be at
and
SNL,
I
was, like, yeah.
Home.
I'd be Sunday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, no, for me, I'd actually be at 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Kind of just, like, peddling my jokes, peddling my sketches.
Selling hot dogs outside at 30
selling
Rock.
Selling hot dogs outside. Selling, what are the hot chestnuts. It's very New York.
Hot chestnuts?
The chestnuts? You know, you said that they'll make the roasted chestnuts.
They eat that? You can eat chestnuts?
I think. Watch New Yorkers listening or like...
like Rose and Chestnuts, what, the 1812?
It's called popcorn, Ben. Like,
that's
but
funny.
I watched the Oscars.
And what are your vibes?
And I mean, like, bad. The Oscars are never really that good. But I will say, it was just such a delight to see pretty pretties and pretty dresses again.
Zendaya's dress looked like she got at Sirens.
Oh, yeah, that was not my favorite.
It's such an ugly dress. Why did she do that?
I know, and it's weird because...
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie Mulligan. Carrie Mulligan. It was strange because Zendaya is, like, known for being, like, to me, like, one of the most, like, red carpet queens out there. So I was disappointed, but Regina King and her sparkly blue.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest? I feel like... don't cancel me for this, because honestly, I don't like disparaging black women.
Okay? Of course.
But Zendaya, I liked her better when she was cosplaying as lesbian on Twitter. People will post the most basic outfit and be like, she looks so good in this. She does not look good in it. She's just really, really skinny and light skin. But she has turned some looks. But a lot of the looks is just her being skinny.
Absolutely. Everyone's on. I love that. That was like real ASMR. Like giving on. But no, I agree. And it's like that. We need. That's a good idea.
Write it down. Write it down right now. Write it down. I'm not even kidding. Write it down.
That would be a good sketch. Okay, that's no one wants to hear that, but that was a good sketch idea. But really literally, because it's like, have you seen that meme where it's like Kendall? Someone's like posting pictures of Kendall Jenner who's literally wearing like nothing clothes. It's like a gray shirt and like black pants, and they're like, the queen of turning looks, and it's like, no, she's just white and
it's not fashion. Yeah. This is not fashion.
And so, fashion to me is literally wear a box, like a huge 8 foot by 8 foot box that's gold. That's fashion.
It's so funny when people say fashion to me and then proceed to describe fashion. I don't know why it's so funny to me. Fashion to me, it's very like 2011. You have a Tumblr. You've been watching Project Runway. Fashion to me is very funny. Right?
I was that kid who would watch like a couple episodes of Project Runway and be like, so I know what's wrong with everyone's outfits now. Needs a hem here, needs a hem here. Like I was that little bitch, but I remember that gay that was on the show that was like, that's fierce, and that would use the T slur a lot. Christian Siriano
would say T word.
Oh yeah, and like I will say he's since like apologized, and he's been like, that was so whack of me and it's awful. But that was like his like catchphrase, and Amy Poehler even like did him on SNL. But he started truly Zillennial twink culture.
He did. And he clothed all the big girls.
He does.
And black women too. He really likes to. But I'm sad that he said the T word.
I know, and I think he's very sad about it too.
He better be.
But I mean, not that I'm playing devil's advocate for a millionaire designer that does not need me to advocate. But he does. I remember he. I feel like Leslie Jones and him are like have like an ongoing collab because she tweeted that time being like,
"No one wants to dress me.
No one wants to dress." Yeah, and he was like,
"Yeah,
I'll dress you,"
which I like, and his dresses are really beautiful. Really nice. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Right? We're tired of looking at pictures of Jesus.
Versace, no. But
give us
no Versace. Else. Versace is tacky.
And it's so tacky. After Migos started wearing it, that shit became tacky, honey.
Migos.
Not even to be anti-black, but Migos specifically, they cannot dress. Men from ATL cannot dress. I do not care if anyone wants to fight me on this podcast, you can fight me. But men from ATL dress like the dude from fucking that show. I can't remember. That show with the girl who was all pink and the bad guy who had the huge chin with black hair.
Oh my god, now we have to figure it out.
I can't remember. It was all pink. Crazy Town? It was live action, but there were a lot of puppets. What is it? It's Crazy Town. Yeah. It's like all crazy. Yeah, they dressed like that guy. It doesn't make any sense. That's stupid remix. Drop it down, bitch. Shake that ass on the floor. So stupid.
I love that Nostalgica started a war with Atlanta.
Atlanta versus Toronto.
Atlanta versus
a whole Toronto state versus lose. A city.
But you know,
no Georgia's I think a Georgia, state.
Yeah, Georgia's also a country in Europe.
I'm turning off my camera. I'm turning off everything.
Geography's hard. Uh-huh. And I, when I learned that, I'm not kidding, I was gagged.
Me too.
Like, that was the equivalent of the map doing Sasha Velour's Flower Petals reveal mm-hmm. to me. Being mm-hmm. like, guess what? There's a country named Georgia. And they have a rich history of cinema.
Really? Well, how do you know this?
A lot of crazy things happened to me in quarantine, and one of them is I got Criterion Channel.
Oh, yes, you spoke about this, yeah.
And there's so many Georgian films, and I'm like, okay, aww. You're the coolest. And their language is truly stunning.
Yes.
It's very kind of like in the throat.
Ooh.
Sexual. It's sexual. And I watched this gay movie from Georgia called And Then We Dance, and it's a gay.
I've heard of this.
It's gay, gay, gay. And then it's hot.
Oh my god!
I was watching it, kind of being like, "This is gay."
Oh my god! Everything is gay to you. Everything's gay to you, but it was actually gay.
It was actually gay, as in the main character was gay. And well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but other people turn out to be gay too. as life.
who else might be gay?
Our guest. Oh. Absolutely. Well, I think we will have to get into it because I have decided, because part of me wavers, like I teeter on the precipice of like, is it problematic to kind of like fervently inquire about one's sexuality? But then I'm like, you know what? We are powerless to the music industry. You know what I mean? They could stomp us if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. So we're allowed to fight back. This is us fighting back by demanding that people are queer. Not by asking, but by demanding.
I assume everyone's queer.
Mm. Our guest is, she's nodding her head so much, I'm worried for her health.
And you know whose health we're worried for?
What?
Our guest!
Our guest!
Oh my when the God. Transitions are bad?
No, this was a good. Oh my God, our guest is a funny, 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 gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous comedian, improviser, YouTuber, sketch comedian, all around mm-hmm. good time gal. Mm-hmm. I've known her for honestly not that long, but it feels like all my life aww. At this point.
All
she's
oh,
what song is
that's
that?
All my life.
Oh. I'll have to Shazam it. Wait, rapid sidebar, $1 million app idea, a Shazam, but for, like, people. Like, you're like, I think I know them.
And then you scan their face?
And then you scan their face, and it's, like, for people you run into, like, imagine that for people you, like, kikied once, like, drunkenly in a bathroom.
That's so dystopia, like, girl. That's serving dystopia, girl.
Oh, wait, I'm gonna sell that idea to, like, Westworld.
Elon, let's see
Elon. Oh, my
he's
God.
Gonna
well,
he's gonna steal it from you. He's gonna steal it from you.
I mean, we kind of have our channel to Elon got a lot shorter over the past couple of weeks, mm-hmm. if you catch my drift. anyway, but our guest, she's exploded on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Her channel, Uncarly.
Not iCarly.
Not iCarly. Not iCarly. Uncarly. 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 Carly is a book literary YouTube queen. Her channel is hilarious. She truly is molding the minds of mm-hmm. young women everywhere. People everywhere. Are posting on their social media being like Carly's impact and they're showing books mm-hmm. that they're reading. And I think that's stunning.
And
I think that's stunning.
If you've and you know what? If you've heard of sketch comedy, then you've heard of Uber and Kronk. Okay? That's Uber. Clonk. Not like the Kronk, sorry.
Kronk. Kronk is good though. If you like Yzma and Kronk.
Oh my God.
I almost was going to say Uber and Chronic.
This fantastic sketch troupe. Honestly, we stan Uber and Kronk.
We stan festivals everywhere. We're talking Chicago Improv Fest, Big City Improv Festival, globally. That's Carly.
They also
and
have
Meredith Mullen.
A gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous profile picture that I saw on Facebook the other day.
It is.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Their graphics are always stunning, and I think our guest does them herself, which proves to me that she's a media mogul. She's nodding. Okay, well, without further ado, please welcome to your ears
Carly Thorne!
Woo! Oh my God, hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry I said Kronk. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Make me laugh. I've been writing notes about the, because I had stuff that I had to say in the beginning.
Say it.
When you were both talking.
Go off.
First of all, Ben, the person you are thinking who does a bad British accent is Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. He does a Cockney accent.
Dick Van Dyke.
He does a very bad Cockney accent.
You're right.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. And second of all, my favorite thing that was said at the Oscars, I watched it last night, was Karamo Brown from Queer Eye said on the red carpet, "This is what we all missed in quarantine, glamour." And I was like, is that what we all missed in quarantine?
Glamour? That's an insane thing to say.
No, yeah, you're right. No, glamour's number one. Definitely glamour's number one. And then I guess two would be... People.
People.
But like glamour's
always first.
One. And then I guess
the lives
I guess
of loved
not
ones.
Fear. Yeah, the lives of loved ones will be three after people. Glamour's one. And then we'll go with people, seeing people. Mm-hmm. And then I guess the lives of loved ones.
Yes.
And Karamo, too. I'm so happy that we're bringing Karamo off right off the top, because Karamo is the most chaotic, neutral person to me existing today in the media. He is.
Yes, I agree.
You can never really put a pin on Karamo, you know what I mean? He once made a video to me that I will never forget.
Okay.
Where he's talking to the camera saying...
Okay.
Saying, if someone is acting like a clown in your life, you did not buy a ticket to the circus. I know. And I've never forgotten that. And it's like, these truthisms, they sink into me. But then he says things like this where I'm like, does he know?
It's like a Hot Topic graphic tee from the wall.
I wish Hot Topic, like Blue Notes, truly Blue Notes. Like,
yeah. Yeah. My favorite thing about Karamo is famously all of the other Queer Eye guys are worried about him because he eats candy for meals. Like, he'll just have candy for lunch.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He'll have like a can of Coke and then like a thing of Swedish fish, which like makes me sick.
That's
like
disgusting.
Not in the way of like, I just hate candy. Like, I love it. Like, yeah. But like, that makes me sick to my. You
it's
need
too
a
much.
Base.
Okay. And
get like, yeah.
No, I totally agree. And another thing is, like, when you're an adult, I want to pig out like I used to when I was a teenager, but I cannot, like, my body gets physically ill. I have to eat healthy things. When adults are like that, they just eat candy. Like, I have a sweet tooth, but when it's that level, I'm like, that's trauma. There's some trauma there, honey.
Yes.
That's not a
you're
habit.
Right. It's like a Disney adult.
Yes.
It's like you want to return back to
it
your
is.
Youth.
Yes.
And
eating candy, it's like you're a kid.
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's when adults go to Disney, it's like returning to that
your youth.
Child.
And
good memory.
I think that's a gay man. I think that's a gay man thing because get this. This reinforces our thesis so strong.
Oh my God. Okay.
My friend, he once had a friend who would have Drag Race viewing parties. And I never really cared for this gay, but he had like a nice apartment and he had candy machines, like literal candy machines, like filled with any type of candy you wanted. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, like this is like so cute. And then going to a different Drag Race viewing party from another person that friend group, guess what he also had in his apartment?
Oh my God.
Not.
Candy machine?
A candy machine. Or maybe it was a big bowl of candy. Either way, there was a lot. Either way, there was a lot.
That's crazy.
Just green, the green ones and the red ones?
Yeah, the green ones, yeah.
It's a fruit salad. It's cut up watermelon hubba bubba. Yeah.
Those sour watermelons, yeah.
Oh my God.
Or you know, those blue sharks.
You know what?
Oh yes, with the white bellies.
Oh God,
yes.
Those are so good. You know, this story reminds me of working daycare. One kid to make a huge departure from our topic, and one kid was crying because he didn't want to take a nap. So I sat with him outside with the rest of the badass kids. I'm trying to read a book to them, and he keeps going, "Miss Abba." That's how he spoke. Like every word was just stretched out. He'd be like, "Miss Abba," and I was like, "What?" And he'd be like, "I have to get my medicine." Like that's how he said medicine. He'd be like, "Medicine," like.
I love this.
He like for an hour, "Miss Abba, Miss Abba, Miss Abba, my candy, my medicine, my medicine." We get inside this fucking classroom, which I was not supposed to do because all the other kids are sleeping. I open the fucking door. This kid goes into his bag. I'm scared because I'm like, if he was supposed to take medicine at a certain time and he didn't get it, I could be fired.
It's past. Yeah.
This fucking idiot kid, I'm being so mean, goes into his bag. pulls out a fucking Ziploc bag of Nerds and holds it up to me. And scurries outside and is putting his...
It holds it up to you to be like, gotcha.
Listen, I have a prescription.
Yeah. This is not recreational Nerds.
No, this is my medicine Nerds.
Yeah, like, medicinal purposes.
I guess he just plays with, like, I don't know. I guess he plays with
language.
He plays with his parents and they call candy medicine. I don't know. It really pissed me off. Though.
Yeah, no.
That's so funny.
He's pouring it into their mouth.
They're grinding it up in a mortar and pestle.
Into the veins. Yeah.
It's not crushed up or anything. That's, it's so just funny. Nerds in an IV.
No, I bet.
I used to work at camp.
No, please. Carly, you go.
I was going to say another weird thing that kids do. I think there was some kind of, it was like a bunch of like 7-year-old boys. Mm-hmm. And this was improv camp. Mm-hmm. So like it's a type mm-hmm. of 7-year-old mm-hmm. boys. And they were talking, and I guess this is a new stereotype mm-hmm. that has emerged, or I wasn't, you know, in on this stereotype. Mm-hmm. But they were constantly talking about how lesbians can't read. And I had to like lock it down.
What?
I had to like lock it down.
What do you mean lesbians can't read? What do you mean by that?
I didn't invent it. So they would be like, it started off with, there were, some girl was doing a scene and she was like, oh, like her character couldn't read, I guess. Mm-hmm. Pretty funny. Pretty funny. We're starting off in a great place. I would do that.
Yeah.
And then in the audience, I could hear them whispering to each other being like, lesbian. And I was like, hey, like, I'm shutting this down.
Yeah.
Because I will let a kid say anything, but not that.
Not lesbian.
I will let them say anything but that. I was like,
can't say lesbian.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't say lesbian.
And then I got really mad. I was like, you can't say, like, that's not an insult. And what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And they were like, no. Like, all of them were like in panic. And they all were like, no, because like, there's like that joke, like lesbians can't read. And I was like, what?
No, wait, that joke? Like,
that's like, a joke.
Yeah, like you said, like that joke.
I thought,
and I was like, is this like a YouTube video? Like, what have I missed? And it was that thing of like, I was in the moment, like, I can't laugh. Because it's going to undermine everything I've said. But God, I want to laugh at this so bad. You don't even mean it. Yes. What are the kids saying?
What are they?
That is so fucked up, though, because isn't the stereotype that lesbians read a lot? Like,
yeah. If I were to create a stereotype, maybe I'm old and I, you know, back in my day, mm-hmm. lesbians were very bookish mm-hmm. and read a lot.
Maybe,
but it was so funny because I was like, oh, the joke of this, you still can't say this, but the joke isn't that you're like homophobic even. You don't want me, you panicked the second I was like, you're being homophobic. You were like, no, lesbians just can't read, miss. Like, that's what it is.
That is
they,
so
they call
wild
you
to
up
me.
For being problematic. They're like, no, I mean, lesbians just can't read.
What?
Yeah, like what? You think lesbians read? Yeah.
Lesbians can't be illiterate.
You're shaming.
And
I know, and it doesn't make any sense.
Why would they be illiterate? Like, why?
I know what it doesn't. So if anybody listening has any information on this,
oh god, that's
what they could possibly be referring to, or maybe I just got fooled. I got bamboozled.
Maybe
this was my version of medicine, and they pulled one over on me.
Maybe.
I really think that this is your medicine. I think they did really get you.
Yeah,
and because they're so young, they were 7, right?
They were 7 and said lesbians can't.
I'm doing some beautiful minding detective work, and I'm like, okay, like mm-hmm. lesbian.
Sure, yeah, game is afoot.
I'm like, lesbian, what does that sound like? Kind of sounds like librarian. And then there's kind of like, I think, I literally think it might be as simple as that.
No,
I don't
went
know.
Into his mind palace. You went into your mind palace.
I went to my mind palace,
you
and that's what
that
I
out.
Found. Well, here's what I think. I think if what's the opposite of a librarian? Probably someone who can't read. You know what I mean? So,
oh,
but why would
they're making this? Okay.
I don't
okay.
know.
You
I'm
know
reaching.
What?
I'm reaching.
All I'm gonna say is, it is 7 is so young to be saying that lesbians.
Lesbians can't read.
That's too young.
Yeah, it's young.
Why do you know that?
Yeah.
I was going to, definitely.
Yeah,
totally. 100%.
Yeah, I wasn't, totally. It did not totally. For 1 second seem weird to me that they knew what gay was. Because they were all, like, it was, their parents were gay or queer. Mm-hmm. Like, every counselor, like, if you got a straight improv teacher, it's like a stand-up and it's a man. Yeah, and it's, exactly. like, not the vibe. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No. No. He's just telling you stories. Not
anything. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That is
so it never, true. That's what, yeah, it was so strange. Which was another reason why I was like, why is this homophobia happening? Like, that's your dad.
That's
like,
your what are you dad. Doing?
And they're like, no, my mom can't read. One of my mommies can't
one
read.
One of my mommies. No,
well, then what about the other mommy?
If yo, the other mommy's bi, Ben. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Bisexual erasure. Exactly. Cancel.
The other mommy's bi. She can only read paperback. Oh my God. No hardcover.
That's funny.
Mass market. Mass she market paperback.
Read paperback. That's very funny. I also love that we are a clean 23 minutes into recording and we have not introduced our topic. It's just so fun already. Yeah. Haven't even hinted at it. No. So I'm excited. No. Why don't you take it away and introduce who we'll be talking about today, Carly?
Yes. So... I feel like I should start by saying the fandom that we are of the people that we're talking about today hates me a lot. Like they do not like me.
The entire fandom.
How come? They make a lot of hate TikToks about me specifically, and I had to delete TikTok because I've been so tagged famous. In these TikToks.
This is
insane. It because you did a did you do a Harry Styles books thing? Oh, okay. Walk us through the scandal.
So we'll get into. So we're talking about One Direction today.
Yes.
One Direction.
Yes. Yes.
Of Harry Styles thing. Yes. So I make. Some of the YouTube videos I make that people like that do well because people search them up, so it gets like sometimes more hate because people can like find them that don't know me.
Yeah, yeah.
Is these like I'll read a celebrity's like three favorite books and then talk about them. Mm-hmm. So I started with Harry Styles, and this was one of the first videos. So I had like no concept of any. Thing that I say having stakes.
Yes.
So I was like, you watch it and I'm like on one. Like now I'll be like a lot more diplomatic because I'm like, okay, people will call me out. Mm-hmm. People will, like, the entire country of Russia hates me for, like, another video I've made. So, like, I've learned to kind of hold my tongue a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
So, I said there was a scandal in One Direction fan history because I used to be a real Directioner in there where they would say, and it's not true, there's no way it's true, that on tour, they would turn down the microphones of Louis Tomlinson and Niall Horan, that they would turn them, that management would turn the microphones down. Yes. Because they're not strong singers necessarily.
Really
like maybe
funny.
They are now. Again, I'm sorry. Don't come at me.
No,
but they had like that. There was a thing where they were like, somebody made like a pie chart. It was like the percent that you can hear Harry on stage, stop. The percent you can hear Niall on stage.
Oh
like
God.
That was
Niall the was Niall the lowest.
It was Louis the lowest because Louis not that good of a singer.
And he's not,
again,
and he's
I'll
not
get canceled.
Either.
I'll get canceled.
He's not a good singer.
No, and he's the one, if you aren't a fan of One Direction, there was a conspiracy theory a while ago where he said he had a baby, but all the pictures of the baby look like a doll. If you look it up, it's crazy. It looks like
what?
A doll.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
so he had a baby recently.
I saw that he had a baby.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah. That sounds familiar. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, yeah. He's just, I'm sorry, you guys. He looks so scary to me.
They're going to come for you.
I hope they.
It's going to be over.
That's, you know what? Come for me. Because fans on the internet are just mice in my phone. They don't exist.
That's true. That's true. And that's what, like, every picture, there's a bunch of, like, paparazzi pictures of this baby. Let's and it looks like he's holding a fake doll.
Oh my God.
So that was a conspiracy theory. So that's not important. There's no.
Wait, this baby is grown.
Like.
It was based on nothing.
Yeah, the baby's a child now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby.
Well, they could have gone that child at any time.
That's true. They just had the child.
So, yeah, they just had the. So. But he was the one you could hear less. And also, if you listen to their. X Factor auditions, because One Direction got together, they each auditioned separately at X Factor and were put together by Simon Cowell to be a boy band. Mm-hmm. His audition, again, I haven't learned a lesson because I'm about to come for him again.
That's
and
okay.
I'm going to get tagged in more shit.
If people aren't talented, they're not talented. I'm sorry.
His audition is bad. Mm-hmm. His audition is dog shit. Mm.
Oh my God.
He's not on key. He's singing Hey There Delilah. Like a Justin Bieber swoop into the eyes.
No.
Skinny little tie.
No.
Of course.
Like bad.
No.
And it's literally, I'll do an impression of it because I listen to it maybe once a week. Because he goes, oh, it's what you do to me. Like, he's not
he's not even singing. He's like moaning. That's
not it's bad. Like, he's very bad. So he was the one that always, they were like, his mic is turned down the most. And like, we're all like, that's wrong. But in the back of your conscious mind, you're like, well, he's not good. So who cares? Who misses? We don't miss him. So I had said that in a video, basically being like, as a joke, there was a reason their mics were turned down. And then they came for me.
What did they say?
Somebody said, this is my favorite hate comment I've ever gotten. And that was, you're nothing. Do you hear me?
Do you know how funny that is?
That is.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Oh my God. That is so
funny. Do you hear me? You're nothing. Do you hear me?
The passion in that.
It's like scary. It's like almost as if it, like, my brain is broken comedian wise. So like I see this, it's like almost like a sketch where it's like, oh, one hate comment's just like, you're a bitch. Yeah. Or another hate comment's like, ugly. And then it's like, you're nothing. You'll never amount to anything. You're trapped. Like, it was so intense.
Oh my God.
That is insane. Oh my God. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm bringing up a Jennifer Lawrence SNL sketch, but what remember that sketch where it's like they're at a campy 50s diner, but it's like now times, but it's like the servers like give you some cheek and sass and like J-Law to like everyone else is like, here's your fries, like don't whine if they're a little like whatever. And like they're all like, oh, she's so fun. And then to like one of the things she's like, you're garbage. Your parents don't love you. She's like, they resent you for everything you said. And it's like, it's dark, dark, dark. That to me is like, this person, like, he's fighting. And I'm certain he's a he. I'm willing
it's
to
a
bet.
Man. Yeah,
it's a man. I'm willing to risk my life on it. Yeah. A cisgendered white man, to be specific. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that he probably had maybe like a paragraph ready.
Yes.
And like, he probably typed some vitriol, but then was like, no. I need to keep it short and sweet. Mm-hmm. And I just picture him like backspace, and then just typing in like, and he's crying at this point. He's so angry. Yes. He's sweating. His teeth are clenched. Yeah. He's cracked a molar.
Yes.
He's been grinding his teeth. 100%.
100%. You know, and when that happens and you like spit out a little bit and you're like, that's a tooth.
Yes. Totally.
that's what's happening to him. He's clenched.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Karamo.
It's
Karamo.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that if it came out. Karamo has his like burner account, which he uses only to spew hate.
Oh my
To defend One Direction, defend Lana Del Rey. Yes,
it is strange that people are there still like One Direction fans that are like, because like,
I was really surprised.
Dead for so long,
they're broken up. They're full. I was on that train. Yeah. I was there. Like, so I'm like, and I was there when they were like right up to the end. So like too old, like that's not, I was like 15 or something. And you're kind of like getting towards the end of like acceptability.
Yeah.
And they've been broken up for a long time, like 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
And they're still around. They still have a lot of fans and not like fans of the individuals. Cause they're all kind of like doing music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like of the entity.
Yes.
Blows my mind.
It's insane, and I'm like, y'all must be some grown-ass bitches. Y'all have to be 20.
No, truly. You're getting your masters, and you're on One Direction stan Twitter.
And I'm like, these pictures that you're standing of One Direction together are surely of when they were still, like, teens, or at least, like, you know, really young adults. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think that shit is depraved.
Depraved. I never even thought about it that way, but yeah, they really are, like, I mean, it's one thing if you're, like, still, like, standing them separately, I guess, if you're, like, individually, like, I love Zayn's music career or whatever, but, like, if you were literally, like, still, like, listening to those truly little boys, like, sing and dance, it's, like...
Yeah, because they must have broken up, too, when they were only, like, 22, so the majority of the, statistically speaking, the One Direction pictures we have...
Yes.
Are mostly like of teenagers.
Yes, of them as teenagers. Exactly. It's such a weird thing. And I think that honestly, when One Direction was a band, this is coming from somebody who's a heavy, heavy, heavy still fangirl. Like, I still fangirl over people. Yeah. I fangirl over Andy Samberg all the fucking time. You know?
Yes.
100%. But there's this thing where it's like standing a boy band well into your 20s. Something about that, and it's not a boy band from like the past where, you know, boy bands were like full of like men in their 20s. It's like
these
like NSYNC was like
exactly. I know.
Like a 20-year-old
exactly
man.
Right
yeah
but yeah. Like 45. Yeah, 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 but it's yeah. like not Kevin like yeah. you know get a job yeah. but it's very much like I think it's wild because what does that say about your yearning for youth like for me as people who are talking on a podcast that's about nostalgia like who am I to ask that but yeah. to put all your energy towards one boy band where yeah. they were still teenagers where you worship them I'm like yeah. you are trying to hold on to something there like something needs to be unpacked.
Totally. I think a part of it too, especially because the majority of these like One Direction fans are women.
Yes.
There's so little in, I mean, we're getting more of it now, but like the appeal of a boy band is it appeals to the female gaze mm-hmm. in the way that not many male celebrities or uh-huh. straight men do. Mm-hmm. Straight men do not know how to appeal to the female mm-hmm. gaze. And that's why whenever like a boy band comes out, it's like, oh, that's gay.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
But you're like, but obviously this is what women
yes.
like. And that and you're posting a picture with you with like your truck, like anybody gives a fuck.
Yeah,
on
it's
Tinder.
Disgusting. Or like with a gun
they
or a
don't
fish.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. As if anybody yeah. cares. Like, it's just for other men.
It's for other men.
For other men.
Thank
which is
you.
Not totally what
off.
Women find
exactly.
attractive.
Oh my God.
So I think yeah. that when you've run into, as a teenager, like, your first, that's your first idea of, like, oh my God, this is finally mm-hmm. something that directly panders to mm-hmm. me, what I find attractive. Mm-hmm. I think it's then, I don't, like, we don't even really understand sexuality as a society well
yeah.
enough to understand, but I think that must mess with your brain in a certain way where you're mm-hmm. like, no man will ever make me feel the way that my parasocial relationship yeah. with Zayn Malik yeah. will make
right.
me feel.
Yes. yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's a really big point because a big part of their discography mm-hmm. was like, talking directly to that girl
yes.
was like that's their yeah. whole that's all their songs are about that
it's like you mm-hmm. it's never like
yes.
you think of older music it's like she does this
yes.
it's about a person and it's not like singing to
yeah.
but One Direction early songs is like I want to kiss you
yeah.
yeah
that's what makes you beautiful
yes.
it's
yeah.
like
yes
you
exactly
you
yeah
yeah, yeah.
which that is so fascinating because like yeah there are so many there are so many outlets for, like, straight little boys
yeah.
to, like, yeah. I don't know, get, like, I don't know, just become aware of, like, sexuality even or just kind of be like, oh, like,
mm-hmm.
this is something. And it's like they get that in action movies
mm-hmm.
and even, like, mm. pop videos that are just, like, it's not, mm. it would, this is what I've always found interesting was, like, it would have been gay for me as a kid to, like, put up, like, whatever Shakira poster mm-hmm. where she's like half naked but if a straight man did that it would be like straight
yes
you know what I mean
yes
so
yeah.
there's always,
yes I
yeah,
I, yeah.
Like, so there's so much of that for that but it's like One Direction really for our like generation I guess growing up that was like really one of the only
yeah.
like avenues for like young girlies
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
gays to be like
yeah.
oh like boys might like me you know
yeah
Yeah.
yeah, and I think honestly, not even to like hate on One Direction fans, like this is not us dragging One Direction fans, but it's a thing where it's like diehard fans are weird to me. I'm sorry, like if your room is still
yeah.
decorated in all One Direction, I am afraid for you, and you're in your 20s.
Well,
that's
yes.
weird. Like, I guess for me, it's like I don't know, and this is all biased because I'm somebody witnessing this as someone who grew up with like, you know. One Direction at arm's length. Like I got out of boy
yeah.
bands at like a relatively like normal age. I think like I loved and listened to the Jonas Brothers up until I was like 13, 14 or like 13.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah. And then I started getting into like the Strokes and MGMT, more serious bands. And the Joe mm-hmm. Bros trying to be serious was like, ew, like I don't
yeah.
want them. I want
yeah.
them to exactly. I want them to stay kids. I want them to stay like these virginal
yeah.
projections of like morality
uh-huh.
and like husbandry. Truly, husbandry. That's not
yes.
what husbandry.
Yeah, it's
works,
like the
yes.
idea of like the good guy.
The good guy.
Too. Like they are. It's literally the yeah. Like I don't want you for sex. I love
mm-hmm.
you. All this.
Yes.
It's
this
all
encompassing
yes.
thing. And it's like okay. I'm growing up now. You guys can represent that for me in my past.
Yeah.
But I like Vampire Weekend now, or I like this other, like, fucking, I don't know, Two Door
mm-hmm.
Cinema Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's more
awesome.
Adult. That's something to aspire to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember making that transition, like, in grade 9
mm-hmm.
and just being like, I've evolved.
Yes.
Like, I've changed.
I've changed.
Like,
I don't watch Hannah Montana anymore. Bye-bye.
But I, even though I still did, I literally, goodbye, Hannah. I watched Hannah Montana up until the whole Blue Jeans horse narrative.
Blue Jean's horse.
Sure. What the hell's that?
What's Blue Jean's horse?
Hannah Montana had a horse named Blue Jean.
Why did I think it was an episode about a horse wearing blue jeans?
Yeah, I know. Me too. I was like, obviously, the horse gets jeans or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Honestly, that probably was, to borrow a phrase from Gen Z, the blueprint.
Oh. Yes. Very good, Ben.
Yeah,
very
not
good.
To very be confused with...
very young, very, very good. But in a couple of days, you're going to be talking all about how lesbians can't read. It's going to be like you're one of the kids.
Would I start sending you guys like TikToks about how lesbians can't read, and I'm like, what's the noise? The SKSKSK.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh my God. But it's so crazy to think about the whole, I think Aiden, you were saying how everybody like picked their like One Direction boy. And like, I definitely, even though I truly admittedly, and I'm not even saying this to sound cool or whatever, but I never really listened to One Direction that much, but I definitely had my faves. And
who was it?
Get this. Zayn, duh, number one.
Yeah, well, actually, that checks out for you.
No. I'm actually misrepresenting my history. Okay. So Zayn was a bit later. At first, it was actually Niall. Which is kind of like,
wow,
and you know why?
Niall, it's because
it's a very basic, and also a big part of it was the Irish accent.
I can forgive you for that. I can forgive you for that.
Then when Zayn,
and to be fair, if we're keeping up with them now, and I am in my periphery, he's the only normal one.
Yes, it seems like
Niall is the only one that seems regular on any level, and the rest have reached levels of just like separation from reality that
especially
you can never
Harry
talk
and
to.
Zayn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, Harry, I love you, but like, if you ever met to talk to him, he wouldn't know what a grocery store is.
Exactly.
Like,
and he'd be wearing big pants. Big pants all the way up to his
Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mouse gloves.
Yeah, all the way up to his fucking boobies. I can't stand it the way he dresses. I'm sorry. To learn that he's not gay, I was like, thank God, because you were making a fool of the gay community. But on top of this, if you're not gay, then what is all this for? I'm so sorry. I am so shocked by this.
I'm so glad you brought
that. Again, you're talking about like performing for the female
performing.
Gays. He is literally co-opting like,
queer
aesthetic to then for the girlies to be like, hey, look, I'm a straight man. Like, you know how you love gay people? Mm-hmm. You know how you love, you're always like, I wish I could marry my gay best friend. Well, what if he was straight? Like, it's
you
it's
are
again.
Going
That's
off.
That's what it is.
No, and Harry Styles really does represent that archetype that, I'm sure there's plenty in Toronto as well, but in Montreal when I was in school, that was such a thing of like the artsy straight guy who was like queer adjacent. Mm-hmm. Like everything about him read as queer and non-threatening besides the fact that he actually like would,
artistically
like,
they identify as queer.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's like that meme where it's like, I love where it's like, I'm gay, and it's like, I actually forget it. But it's like, it's the acronym, and it's
that's
like,
really
I know what you mean.
No, yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, it's like, it's like co-opting it.
Exactly.
And he was in the main one. Like, if we're talking about, like, he was in Larry, the Louis Tomlinson with the fake baby.
Yes.
And him, like, they were one.
I remember
it was
that.
The one where there was, like, thousands and, like, probably millions. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. That doesn't seem right.
I feel like
it. But, like, it was fanfic after fanfic about them fucking kissing. Yeah. All of that shit.
There would
like
be, like, YouTube compilations of them, like, in interviews.
Yeah.
Or, like,
sharing a look.
Sharing a look or, like, whatever. Just, like, being, like, friendly and close. And, like, I remember this is actually, like, so perverted that I remember this. But I remember watching this truly as a teenager. But there was this video of, like, they're in an interview and they're all, like, you know how, like, they were obsessed with putting boy bands, like, on a really small couch? So they're all, like,
That was a time.
Like, we're,
that was a time.
We're boys, you know? and it was, like, they were doing that. And it was like they're all in trouble, and like Harry or one of their hands was like too close to the other one's crotch or something, and they kind of acknowledged it as in like, oh, and then like he corrected it, just like moved his hand. And I remember people being like, look, like they're gay, and I'm like,
that's the opposite of gay.
Like he's literally like, twisted. But that said, I definitely was the type of person that was like, well, some of them must be, and like it could be me who ends up with them.
And well, yeah, and a big part of it too, I think, is you're horny for these guys. Mm-hmm. You're like, but you don't really understand it. And also, like, up until I feel like even recently, there was no like porn for young women. Like you're going on Pornhub, you're like, holy shit. Like, what is this?
Like, it's actually so fucked
so
up.
It's the Yeah, so it's like, this is them together. It's like, this fan fiction is porn for young women, but it's not like her pussy getting ripped open.
Yeah.
It's like two men. And by not having, and by not having like another woman in there, you don't get jealous of like the fake woman who's in the story.
Whoa.
So it's like them.
You're fucking you're blowing this shit open. You're blowing, yo, you're actually going off right now.
I'm on the case.
You're on the case. Oh this my god, so that's so true.
But sorry, they would be like, it was always just very like, he gets bullied at school and hit, and then the other one is big and takes care of him or whatever. Like, a way that, like, no human relationship ever is. But it's, again, like, I'm like Harry because it'd be like, oh, like, he's so little and, like, he needs to be protected by Louis or whatever. Like, I think that's 100% it. Like, they would never be how a character, like, the character is not related to the person.
Yes.
But it is, but it's not.
Yes. Well, that's why I think it's so weird, like, these ideas of, like, boy bands. I feel like for girl groups, there aren't that many girl groups that exist today. We're more, like, focused on, like, girl rappers. And girl groups that, that do exist are more niche. They're, like, Korean pop-like groups.
Yeah,
so totally. It's, like, a certain, like, subgenre of another genre. But it feels like these days, girl groups, the ones that do exist, are very, like, girl power. They're harkening back to, like, the 90s, but, like, the media isn't on them as much. And they have this presence on social media that can be curated themselves. So they have more control over their image. They're more niche. Totally. They're more indie. And they can say what they actually want to say. Whereas, like, a band like One Direction that came out not even that long ago, they've become vessels for girls to project their sexuality onto, and it's still going on. Like, they're never gonna escape this. And I don't think it's necessarily like an evil thing, but I'm just imagining like how detrimental that is to like a man's psyche when he's growing up knowing that like you know, like.
And this is happening in the time in their life, too, because they are so young. You don't even have an identity yet. Like, at 16. Imagine if you were plucked at 16 and they were like, so whatever kind of personality you're putting out now, whatever slot you fit into is going to be what people associate with your fucking personality for the rest of your life. Like, One Direction got really big doing these, like, little vlogs behind the scenes when they were on The X Factor. Louis, again, with the fake baby, did jokes that were bad and unfunny and, like, that kind of, like, so random humor.
Yeah.
Like, people say that shit to him to this day. Like, there was one where he was literally like, I'm a carrot, and people, like, say that shit. Like, it's not funny. Ew. But if I was, like, if somebody put a camera on me at 15, the annoying shit I would have said that now I would have to face now, I would not.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, and even, it even happened with the Jonas Brothers where they're, like, they went on national television, you guys, and told the entire world, we're not putting our dick in a pussy until until we're married. They disclosed that to the world, and we were all proud of them. How detrimental is that?
As if we need to know that. As if we need to know. Like, I'm not going to need to know basis.
Exactly. And then I was listening to a podcast. Sorry to cut you off, Ben, but I'm so angry now. I was listening to a podcast. I was listening to a podcast hosted by these two guys. I can't remember which one. I was listening randomly, and the guy was like, he was talking about how he met Harry Styles at a party when he was younger, and they're like, oh, what was he like? And he's like, I don't know. He kind of came into our group, didn't even talk to us for like 1 second, then wandered off into another room, probably to have sex. And then the other guy was like, yeah, he for sure went off to fuck. That guy can get any girl he wants. And just like the way that they were talking about him was so brazen. And I was looking at when this came out, and the podcast had come out in like 2014, 2013. And that means that Harry was...
He's like 18.
Yeah.
Like a child. Like,
just too young for that.
Famously, if we're talking about One Direction lore, because I, again, encyclopedic knowledge, basically, right when they started becoming big, after the X Factor, within that first year, so they were like 16, 17, like that. This part, the Daily Mail had put out a article, or it was GQ, some British fucking... who cares, magazine, where they had said Harry Styles is like a womanizer. He slept with 100 women this year.
What?
And you're like, this is a child. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if that was that's a, sad. Like, imagine if the, and also his girlfriend out of the X Factor, Carolyn Flack, so rest in peace. I feel like I'm talking ill on somebody who is dead. Yeah. But he was like, or I think it was, he was like 16 or 17 and she was an adult. Like, she was like 30 or something. Which is like there's certain things where you look back and they're like, this guy's a womanizer because of like the gendered language where you're like, no, he's a victim. And they're always like, now that he's with Olivia Wilde, or he was spotted with her or whatever, they're like, he loves older women. And it's like, well, actually, he's probably just recreating a cycle of abuse.
Exactly. Yeah. He's been groomed. Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah. I'm no therapist, but that's like truly behavior of someone who's like been groomed since childhood to recreate. That pattern is scary.
Yeah,
and I don't, that's upsetting.
It's so upsetting. Sorry, no. I was just gonna say, it's also this thing where like young men replicate that. Like, okay, so we're talking about how young men don't like really like they don't have brains, but they also like they don't necessarily want to replicate. Stinky. They're stinky. They suck.
They're stinky. stinky.
They don't want to replicate the boy bands. They want to impress other men, but there's this point where boys are subconsciously replicating what boy bands are doing because they see that girls like that when they're younger. You know, when the boys are teens, they kind of,
especially like younger men.
And it happened when Bieber fever was happening. All the boys had the swoosh and the polo shirt, that was the purple hoodies. Guys wanted to be like Bieber, so girls would be obsessed with them.
Oh, I forgot that purple hoodie is triggering. Yes,
it's triggering. I just triggered myself bringing it up. I truly did. But think of
I'm like
right. Think about being like a 16-year-old boy and like the media is signaling to you that it's okay for a 30-year-old woman to be sexually attracted to you, and
not only that, it's okay, you'll be rewarded.
It's like, and people are doing interviews with Harry and all the other guys being like, oh, you're so handsome, you're so
that's
cute,
cool.
That it's, you know, I'm 35 years old and I have my own talk show and I think you're hot, I'd fuck you, and you're only 16. Like, stuff like that. Like, that predatory behavior is not seen as predatory. It's seen as like, look at this budding young man. He's actually ahead of the game because 30-year-old women already want to fuck him and he's still a kid. You know? Like, that's so sick. That's so sick to me.
Well, and I've read his favorite books. Like, I've read his favorite books and it is that. Like, okay, so let's walk through it.
Okay.
Let's go through it. There is he loves Love is a Dog.
Okay.
Something by Charles Bukowski.
Okay.
Red Flag.
Okay. Red
Bukowski.
Big Red Flag. Yeah.
He Norwegian Wood by Haruki Murakami. A beautiful book, but again, the
I don't think he likes that in earnest. I don't think he likes that.
No.
I can't
It's like
him
Fight Club. It's like you don't like it because of what it says. You like it because this main character has sex with every woman
exactly.
in the book.
Exactly.
Yeah. He likes My Policeman by... if you look up the book My Policeman... That's one of the books he likes.
Okay.
He likes Joan Didion, which is fine, actually. Yeah. But and that's it. But like if you read Charles Bukowski, you're like, oh my God, like the anger that this man has towards women.
Yes.
And like, and I'm not surprised. Like, this is also like everything that is bad in your life is the result of women like enacting sexual violence or like really sexual manipulation towards you. It makes sense that you would connect with the anger that Charles Bukowski puts out, which is so often the thing of being like, women, like the kind of guy in your class that's like, I'm ugly, like tell me I'm hot or whatever. Like, it's like women don't think I'm
nurture
hot
me.
So women suck. I know, because I said again once online, I was like, he's like a skinny white boy, and they were like, he has cake, like literally like a 400 fucking comment
thread
conversation in the like everyone being like, he has a fat ass, so I had to look it up obviously funny. And he does,
isn't it so
like,
shocking
naked, obviously that seems insane.
Isn't it so shocking when a guy has like a big butt? It's so funny to me.
Chris
Maloney,
I'm looking this up.
I hate that guy. His energy is so libertarian. There's something, he stormed the Capitol. There's something about him that's too chaotic.
Oh my God. Sorry, this is
Carly,
insane.
It's huge, right? I want to smack
also
it.
See
it looks like he's wearing those like butt pads that you could buy at the dollar store. You know, like it'd be like underwear with like a little like bit of foam on the butt.
I really want to smack his ass.
Insane. That looks not real. I want to see it in real life. This looks edited. Yeah. I know it's not, but it's crazy.
I wanna.
You can't see. It goes out. Like it goes out. It's not just like boom, boom. It like goes out. It defies gravity.
It's bigger than anyone I've ever seen.
It's like the whole thing. They go like, in New York City, the dedicated detectives that investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories. Boom, 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 boom. This is my
1-2. Yeah. Oh my god. I'd watch Law and Order if that were it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I have that whole thing. I cut that intro down. I can't say the whole thing that I've memorized. It's insane that you know I have the whole thing memorized. I love that. Yeah, I know it by heart. I say it along, like as if it's the.
As if like it's karaoke. Theme song.
In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives that investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories. Boom, boom.
How do you know it? Why did you memorize?
Because I got mono on my 19th birthday.
Okay.
So there's like a whole month where I could do nothing, and I watched Law and Order SVU.
Yeah.
And Hello Dolly the movie over and over and over again, and that's all I watched.
That is insane. Okay,
I don't really even remember it. So like, you're saying... I don't even really remember the SVU story. Yeah. Yet I watched it every day because it's on TV.
Yes, constantly. It's always on TV. So you're saying that you were making out in high school?
Yeah, you were.
Well, I got 19th birthday. I thought you said 17. I graduated. Yeah, I got it at the boat. Rest in peace. At the boat. Now gone. The boat is shut down. And what had happened was it was my birthday and I wanted to kiss someone a very specific someone, and then they started making out with someone else and I was like, so now I have to kiss just random.
I'm so
just
mad. Strangers. I'm so mad for you.
Yeah.
I'm very mad for
do
you.
Do I know the person? Do
so
I know the
went
person?
On a rampage.
Do I know the person?
Yeah, I'm yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I remember the story. Okay?
I'll cut it out.
It's fucking
funny. I almost want to keep it.
Yeah, I'll ask him. Okay, let me know.
Okay. But that is actually the most, listeners should know, that is the story that's most emblematic of Carly's spirit of like, oh, this person's making out with someone. I'm going to make out with everyone now. Like,
yeah, recently about how I create narratives in my brain where I am the underdog and everyone hates me. And that, so like that, instead of being like, oh, maybe I didn't vocalize that I was interested in any way and was actually probably mean or like cold. Instead of being like, oh, I'm at fault, maybe I'm at fault here, I was like, this is my Joker moment.
Yeah.
Like I turn everything into.
I'm so mad. Why is that so me? That is so. I do too. I'll be like sitting at a bar, like not looking at anybody. I'm like, why is no one talking to me?
Yeah, and like you're like, because I'm making it clear I don't want anyone to talk to me.
Every part of my body.
Wow,
like,
it's crazy. Right?
It's crazy. No one wants to talk to me.
Feminism I'm like aggressively, aggressively pretending to be on my phone.
No one's talking to me.
Oh my god. Yeah. Carly is very Joker adjacent, I'd argue, and I miss doing improv with you for that reason. When our minds came together, it was truly heinous what we'd do. That's it.
Is that it? It's not usually when either one of us perform, there's one person that's like, we have to ground, listen, don't say disgusting shit. Then every once in a while, you know, it's like an eclipse.
Yes.
Exactly.
You align with somebody who also won't stop you, and then it's vile. It's just vile.
But that's the most fun.
It's just vile. It's pure.
Yeah, exactly. Pure, I guess, bad. I learned early on that disgust and like laughing is like kind of the same.
It's the same.
And
it's synonymous.
I don't know the difference. Yeah. I don't know the difference.
Me neither. Like, me neither. I truly don't. That's why I like air
show
Congress
and they're
so
like, don't swear. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, okay. He drops like a big fucking bowl of cereal on the New York subway and I'm like,
I'm like,
this is comedy.
It's hilarious. I'm like, now eat it.
Eat it up.
Eat it now.
Try to make some old woman on the New York subway slurp up these Lucky Charms because I don't know.
Because wouldn't that be wild?
The same thing, something I've never seen before is the same thing as a joke, basically.
Exactly.
Carly,
thank you.
That is so true. Yeah. That is
like something 100%. I don't understand or know. Literally just learning about it now.
Yeah, that's
hilarious. That's a great punchline.
Yeah. Carly, that's
I learned about the Eric Andre show in grade 12.
Yeah.
in photography class where a boy, he would show me clips of it on his
phone. Oh, of course. We went on, so
one, grade 12. We went on one date. Yeah. We went on one date where he just drove me around Mississauga.
Very Mississauga brand.
And I gave him, I gave him my copy of Catcher in the Rye to read, and he gave me his copy of an Arcade Fire CD.
That is sick. I think that you need to actually go to hell right now. Like, I think you need help. Like, you're so sick in your head.
I know. I know. It's actually vile. Like, it's, I was doing, like, I'm a main character, like, before. Oh,
it was, that's really God. Funny.
Like, Chris. That is disgusting. It gets that worse. It gets, like, every step gets worse.
That is so funny. That is the funniest thing I've heard all day.
I love how, like, also that exchange, like, that makes sense in my mind. I'm like, oh, yeah, Catch in the Rye equals Arcade Fire yes, suburbs.
It does.
Sure. Equals Arcade Fire does. City. Yeah.
That's so high school to be like, everyone, yeah. Listen to the suburbs.
Yeah, it was that. Yeah, it was that one. It was like, whichever one had, like, the sprawl yes. or whatever. Oh, that's God. Arcade Fire, right? Yes. Because I remember listening to it and being like, not for me.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not French enough.
But did you tell that to that boy? Because yeah. I was having that person. I would lie through my teeth to get this, a straight boy who I would never, ever, ever. But in high school, I'd be like, I loved this man. And they'd be like, great.
Yeah.
They'd be like, okay.
I have to stop lying now because I get like a little dopamine hit every time I tell a little white lie.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to stop. Like, you, famously, Ben gave me Memorial to read by Brian Washington. Yeah. And he was like, did you like it? And I was like, yes. And then, like, a month later, I was like, so I lied. I'm reading it now. I love it. Like, I, like, lie. Like, I'll just lie about shit because I get, like, a little hit. Like, I'm like, ooh, that's
And I love, because we were talking about that because I loved your honesty in that moment. I was like, it's so funny that you, like, decided that you liked Memorial by Brian Washington even before you actually read it. But then I remember going on a spiral with you being like, well, like, deciding that you've read something is almost the same as reading it. You know what I mean?
Pretty,
like,
close.
You're like creating because the reality of what you did.
Like, no one knows. No one can prove anything. And because, like, who's going to remember everything in a book?
That's
and
true.
Also, like, we talked about, you just, sometimes you're starting something and you haven't finished it, but you're like, I know this will be a favorite. Whether I haven't finished it. But I know it's going to, and I was right. And I was right. I said I loved it before I had read it.
It was manifesting.
Before I cracked the spine.
You're manifesting.
And then I loved it. I've exactly. That, manifesting it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've recommended, like, movies to people where I'm like, it's fantastic. Never seen a single frame.
I hate
but, like,
you.
I'm like, I know
Why
it's
do
good.
You do that? Did you even watch Palm Springs?
No, of course I didn't. I don't do that all the time. No. But, like, Memorial is, listeners read that book. It's so good. I reread it recently because my mom, I lent it to my mom, and then she's like, oh, it was so good. And I was like, oh, it was so long, I'm going to reread it. Cried even more the second
Aww.
Time.
It's great.
It's so good. I often, it's really I say beautiful. It's objectively the best book I think I've ever read. Like, whether or not it's a favorite or not, like, it's so well done.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's just so good. So, guys, read it. And it's super accessible. Like, it's not like, yeah, Ben's got the novel up.
I love that cover.
Mine's back there, too.
Aww. Yeah.
Like a plastic. And it's cute. Being it's being turned into a movie by A24.
Oh, nice. I love. Yeah. I have to read it.
So we're going to love that.
You do. Ben loves A24.
It's really sad. My friends, like, tease me about it all the time. And do you want to know? Oh, my God. I'm actually happy this is. Because I'm my last year when I turned 24, look at the card my friend made me. I see. It's embarrassing.
Oh, that's so cute. It's A24, but it's gay.
That's a smart idea.
But it's just like their special sister is 24.
Because I turned 24. JFL that's 22. So I'm 24. JFL 24. Stop 24. It.
If we ever made merch, we'd have to turn that
into that's a hoodie. That's a hoodie handstand.
I truly, by being a fan of a production company, I turned into the very villain that I sought to destroy in my youth. But we all...
I also just want to mention, I love that we are a clean minute and hour and 3 minutes into the podcast, and we have not asked you. We haven't asked you a single question. We've just been psychologically analyzing.
This is great.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah, we've been like, what does it mean for culture? What does it mean for society culture? And culture that One Direction
you know what?
Exists? Yeah.
I think that this is a perfect place to end the podcast, and then we should have you back on to do, like, a thing where we actually just ask you questions about the music. Because I like this being, like, a precursor.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I think it makes sense to be, like, let's think about, like, society. Let's just think about what it means.
I mean, we can ask you questions now, but I just want you to have enough time to explain, like, why you love them.
No,
the
I love
songs.
To come back. Yes, I want to give you a reason to put me back on.
No, yes,
this is good. I feel like there's gonna be a batch of episodes there, and I don't know, maybe I'm talking out of my hole, but of part twos, because we've been like teasing. I feel like part twos, I really think that the reckoning is on its way.
You can be like the part two season. Part two season. The season of part twos.
You can
Carly,
use that.
You can use that.
The part two season.
Free.
Oh my
free.
God.
Free.
Yeah.
That's so perfect.
Exactly. I am Dick Wolf.
Oh my God. We're like, we're going to come back. And then we never write it down. We never write down who we interviewed and said that we'd have back.
No. But you know what?
You kind of know.
We it's like the one, it's like, I feel like the ones that we forget, it's like, we're probably never going to have them on the same place. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Well, Carly, yeah. You gorgeous.
So listeners, call
freak.
In if you want to hear me talk about One Direction again. Spam.
Oh, it's happening. Spam. It's
Carly
happening.
Hive Rise.
It's Carly, Hive, Carly Rise. Hive Rise. And here's... and you know what? Maybe even Ben Hive.
Yeah, we have to talk about how Ben calls his fans the Ben Heads.
Because Carly makes me laugh. Carly just very graciously, like, I think mentioned me in one of her videos, and like two people commented like, "Oh, Ben should drop his Goodreads," and now I'm like, "Okay, Ben Hive."
Yeah, Ben Hive rhymes.
Ben Hive.
Ben Hive.
My bees.
Ben
I could call them my
me
bees.
Two books, and both of them have become my favorite.
Oh my god,
my favorite.
What was oh, the other one? So less,
like,
right?
Less. Yeah. So then I was like, oh my god, like this book was recommended to me by Ben, and every time Ben recommends me a book, it's my favorite. And everyone was like, "Where's Ben? Well, where's the fuck?" Yeah, and that's the Ben. The
where
ben
where the fuck is Ben?
Entered the
ben
chat,
heads.
As it were.
Ben,
yeah,
heads.
Where's Ben? Get out of here. We don't want
ben
you.
Heads. Yeah,
Ben heads.
Wait, what do you call your fans, Carly? The thorns, the rose,
I don't
the rose thorns.
I started calling them, unironically, yeah, the rose thorns, thorns in my side. I started to say "girl bosses" by accident. It's like the thing where it's now unironic, like. Like, I said it ironically, and now girl boss is just in my vernacular in, like,
that's
a really,
really
bad
funny.
Way. Like, I will just constantly that's say girl so boss funny. Over
me
and
too.
Over again, and now I think it's a thing. I'm like, me girl too. Boss moment!
Like, if I did run funny. One errand, like, if I deliver one piece of mail,
yeah.
I'm like, girl boss moment. Girl boss!
Exactly. Yeah, she really can't have it all. She can have it all.
She can have it all. When I message my manager back.
Yeah.
Girl boss moment.
Oh my god, I sent one email to my manager, and I'm like, I'm making moves in my career.
It's right? Like, yeah. It's like, hey, can you update your number?
Everything's falling in. Yeah, everything's falling into place.
He's like,
oh,
please start recording your sets. I'm like,
and you're like,
maybe.
Love it. Can't wait to get to Hollywood.
Yeah, girl boss. Yeah.
CEO. Wait, Aiden. What would you call your fans? What would your fans be called?
Oh, that's a good question.
Logs.
I know.
A Lachlan. Logs.
Or I think what ABBA created is M80. 80.
M80s.
Your
mateys.
Your mateys.
Your mateys. Your mateys.
The mateys.
The mateys.
The mateys.
That's so stupid.
Or I feel like something with O apostrophe.
The
O clock.
That's so stupid. I love that.
What they always do with like family channels is they'll just put their last name and then call it like the fam. So I'd be like, "Hey Thorn family, hey Thorn fam." It's like, but they also have fake last names. Like their last names are, I don't think, are real. Like I think it's like the Crown.
Yeah.
Or like, "Hey royal."
Exactly.
Family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's the real.
No,
name.
Truly not their government. I had fans, they'd be called. I don't know.
They would be called.
They'd be called Dancing Queens.
That is.
Oh, I like
that's
that.
So
that's
good.
That's good.
Or
that's
Super
really
Troopers.
Good.
Super Troopers.
Super Troopers.
Because I'm studying an army. Yes. Navy. I'm like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like scary.
Yes. I imagine like a bunch of bitches just walking up.
Yeah. Exactly how you're walking
that's
right now.
We all enlist in the Rihanna Navy.
Yes.
That's in our little camo.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been checked.
Yeah. And it's like, this is maybe a bad old reference, but in the very, like in the Clone Wars and Star Wars, when they
stop
just have like back life. Far and far, like it goes far as the eye can see, and it's a bunch of people just like,
Rihanna.
Like just as far back as the eye can possibly see. What's yeah.
Did somebody record this? I love this action.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna record.
I'm getting sweaty.
Hold on. Keep doing it.
There's something about like having a bag.
Oh. picture that back as a gun.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of just holding
it. It's like a gun with like a little, yeah. It's got like a little strap.
It's got a little strap. Mm. So stupid. So stupid. Oh my That's God, so Carly, oh my please God. Tell us where we can find you. And if you yes. have anything coming up, please plug it. And yeah.
You can find me on YouTube, as said before, at Uncarly, UncarlEY. I forgot the letter U. I was like, is that a word? Is
no, there was like some letter? Strain behind that.
I was like, U is a letter. It's a letter. It's a letter.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Or on Instagram at Carly Thorne.
Nice.
And that's really it. I'm on there constantly. Send me hate. I'll read it. I read all my DMs.
Don't send her hate.
Send me hate.
Thank her for her beautiful Carly, mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Say, you're nothing. Do you hear me?
You're nothing.
You're nothing.
Do you hear me? Are you listening?
Do you hear me?
Are you listening?
Is my mic okay? Am I on? Because you're nothing. You're nothing.
You got this okay?
No, yeah. Oh, my God. I pinned that comment when I got it. That's, again, me creating...
Of course.
But it's
issues
so
where
funny.
I'm oppressed. Where it's like, everyone hates me. And instead of just deleting this comment,
you just pinned
I'm
it.
Tagging. Like, I'm pinning it so everyone can
that's
see.
That's like...
So I can create this narrative.
But that's what I do. Like, I truly do go through the YouTube comments and find the worst hate ones and just like them. Some of them are really funny.
Yeah. They are funny. Really They're funny. Funny. They are funny.
It's also like, I feel like if someone, and like not, I mean, both of you are stars, celebrities bigger than Mariah Carey in my eyes. But to give like, but to give someone hate who's like not, a hugely like a public figure.
Yeah,
it's like, I know. I'm they're like, obsessed, I have 40,000 subscribers. It's
exactly.
Like,
okay,
like,
right.
They're obsessed.
What is this? Yeah, 40. Yeah, almost 50K. We're gonna do a Q&A at 50K.
Yes, Q&A at 50K, bitch. You better subscribe. I love that.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's so strange. Somebody once commented too. They were like, "I've been trying to figure out why I hate you because I like everything about you, but I hate you."
I was having a bad day that day. I'm sorry.
Why did I keep? Yeah. Why did I keep? Yeah, it was Ben.
Yeah, I was.
And then they explained. Yeah. They were like, "I just remembered. I just remembered that there was a girl in middle school whose name was Carly and looked like you and would bully everyone, but it turned out her dad hit her." And they said that in the comments.
We've all covered.
I was like, oh, what why are you
why
this?
People really need to sign up for some type of like social work, like therapy. If you can't afford therapy, you know.
Ow, my dad just hit me. Sorry, I can't read this because the blood's in my eyes on account of my dad hitting me. Oh, like it's been a real I had to learn to pull back because I'm the same. I would respond to everything, like everything.
Yes.
And I had to be like, this is not constructive, but I would respond to everything and be a bitch about it. Like I would joke about it because I think it's funny because nothing matters.
Of course.
Yes.
I guess lesbians never really perceive that hate because they can't read.
They can't read. Yeah. No.
Oh yeah. My God.
And that's why lesbians among us are the happiest.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why I'm...
That's my new stereotype I'm starting.
Lesbians can't read. Unfortunately, I wish I couldn't read, but unfortunately I am bi, so I can read. And you know what I love to read?
I can read out of one eye. One eye, and then the other eye I can't read.
I wink while I read. I read out of one eye. And you know what I'm always reading?
Exactly.
You know what I'm always reading? I'm reading our comments because I love it when you guys comment, subscribe, and rate our podcast.
Yes, follow.
Thank you.
Follow.
That was great.
Follow Nostalgique Pod on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Leave a rating and review on our podcast. Subscribe. Mm-hmm. Share it with your friends. You could follow me at Ben Sosa Wright on all social media platforms.
Yes. And you can follow me at Abaquan, Abaquann, on Instagram, one less N on Twitter. And that's it.
And subscribe to Carly's YouTube channel.
Yes.
Uncarly. Uber and Clonk. Yes. Great funny Clonk. Sketches. Clonk. Follow that account. Uber and Clonk on Instagram, Clonk. I believe. Yes.
Yeah. If you follow me on Instagram, I have it in my bio.
Perfect. Yes.
So
link
you
in
can
bio.
Find it right there. Link in bio right there.
Yes.
Where all my stuff is.
Remember when Taylor.
And leave a comment.
Yes, leave a comment. Always comment. That's a really good thing for algorithms, people. Commenting on stuff.
Yeah.
So comment.
Just do that thing that they always do on TikTok where you're like, I'm just here for the algorithm and leave a comment.
Exactly.
Or, you know, fire off your opinions on the person's looks. That's
exactly.
Fine too.
Exactly.
That's always a healthy thing to do.
Yeah. If you don't know what to say, just say, you know, something about their physical appearance. How you think they could probably do a little bit of an improvement.
Yes, exactly. Something Absolutely. That's not constructive, but is loud.
Yeah. That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have to. The rule is you have to suggest something that somebody could get done in plastic surgery, because if you can't, then it's not like.
Exactly.
It's not constructive.
It's not constructive. Not helpful. Yeah. We don't want it. But. Bye.
No, perfect. But bye. Bye. That's it.
We're bye. Done. Bye, get girl up. Bosses.
Bye. Bye, girl bosses.
Bye, Ben Hive.
Okay, so you've been listening to Abba.
And you've been listening to Ben. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.